So I think the joke goes as follows. That Isaac is standing outside the shul with a pushka collecting for its tzedakah. People come in, they throw money into the pushka, and eventually the rabbi makes it to shul, and the rabbi says to Isaac, what are you collecting for? Well, what's going on over here? So Isaac said he knows of a widow, Nebuch, who has three young children, and she's about to get evicted from her rental. She's about to get evicted. She needs $1,500 by the next few hours, otherwise the landlord said, you're evicted. So the rabbi says, oh, that's very kind of you, Isaac. How much money have you collected so far? And so Isaac says, I've collected $1,000 already. I just need $500 more. $500 more. So the rabbi says, Isaac, I see you're such a Baal Chesed. Pulls out his checkbook from the shul's funds and gives him the remaining $500 from the rabbi's tzedakah fund, and he gives it to Isaac. Isaac's so happy. The rabbi says to him, Isaac, this widow, how do you know her? Is she a relative? Is she a friend? Isaac says, no, she's my tenant. this story number, joke number one. I thought he was going to say your wife also, but it's story number one. Story number two is not as great, but it's a second joke. I Googled tenant jokes, but this is what I got. Most of them, of course, you have to put in now clean tenant jokes, and you still get unclean tenant jokes. So be very careful when you Google jokes. But so this is clean also. So you have a Jewish joke. That was from a Goyish website. I couldn't believe I found a Jewish joke on a Goyish website. It's great. Anyway, so the next one's not as funny, but the landlord comes to, he's got a double rental, someone on top, someone on the bottom of his rental property. And he goes to the bottom tenant and he's making some repair. And the tenant says to him, you know, it's the guys upstairs every day, every morning at 2 a.m. in the morning, there's stamping, there's banging, it's a whole ruckus upstairs. I just want you to know that, he tells the landlord. So the landlord says to the tenant, like, well, does it bother you? Like, at 2 a.m. in the morning, that could be very frustrating. So the guy says, no, I'm up anyway playing my trumpet at 2 a.m. in the morning. So there's a lot of issues with rental properties. Today's rental issue is, when do you have to put up your mezuzah? This has been a loaded topic. Again, there's no sure next week by me here, but in 2 weeks, we'll tackle the purchaser. So don't ask me any question about buying a house when you have to put up. We'll attack you at that week. Here we're talking about a rental. Simply put, you rent a property, you plan on being there for 2, 3, 4 years, that's in your head. We could make it so that no one jumps on me. Your tenancy is what? You want to do it a month tenancy at a time? You want to do it a year? We'll tackle both. Let's start with a month. Let's tackle that you pay day by day first. Well, they don't pay actually day by day, but your tenancy is you could break it at any point. There's no term to your lease, which is not usually the case, just from a practical perspective. But let's start the easiest halachic way. New, when do you have to put up your mezuzah?
30 days.
30 days, is that true or not? Anyone want to agree over here or not? That's the custom. So is the custom. So the Gemara in Chutzlah. It's good. So the Gemara in Menachos says, Talis Shu'ua. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Talis Shu'ua. You have a borrowed Talis. Kol Shloshim Yom. All 30 days. Petura Min Atzitzis. You don't have to add on the fringes. Mikan Ve'le Chayeves. Fine. Tanya Nami Hachi. We learned in a similar Braisa. Hadar bepundiki b'Eretz Yisrael, if you dwell in an inn, in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, or, and for our purposes, v'hasocher bayis b'chutzaretz, you rent an apartment in Chutzaretz, kol shloshim yom pater min ha-mezuzah. All 30 days, you are pater from mezuzah. Mikan v'elech, from that point on, you're chayav. Avol hasocher bayis b'Eretz Yisrael, but if you rent a property in Eretz Yisrael, oset mezuzah la'alter. You must put up the mezuzah immediately. Mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So we want Eretz Yisrael to be settled. How does this have anything to do with settling Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi explains, if you have to put up your mezuzah right away, You're not going to cancel your lease because then you lose your mezuzahs. That's a whole number sure we talked about. You have to leave your mezuzahs there. So there, no one's, if you buy in Eretz Yisrael and you put up mezuzahs right away, it's going to encourage you to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And even if not, you break your lease and you leave your mezuzahs, everyone's going to want to rent that apartment because it's already got mezuzahs. So Rashi has this whole Gemara, based on this Gemara, that in Eretz Yisrael, this is not our topic. I want to know you rent a property in a house or apartment in Queens. You move in. When do you have to put up your mezuzahs? It seems like a very, very simple chabura. There's an express gemara, no chokim, no one disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a brisa that supports him. Everything is great. That you don't need to put up your mezuzahs for 30 days. No? Anyone disagree? Pretty clear. A rental in America. Great.
Well, it's got to be a different spin because otherwise we could just leave.
Exactly. And this is why it was very confusing to me because there ain't a Gemara, there's nothing which disagrees. Shulchan Aruch, I didn't even take out a Shulchan Aruch because Shulchan Aruch is very boring. Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Gemara. Nothing. Everything is great. It seems very good that the Gemara says rental in America, 30 days, you put up a mezuzah, that's fine. I have a three-letter question, though. No?
Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why do you have 30 days?
I have an answer to that.
I've got three answers to that.
Why not?
Which one do you want?
Why not?
Why not? Okay, so I'll tell you why not. Because when do we find in halacha this concept that you don't delay a mitzvah for 30 days? You don't get 30 days to shake a lulav. You don't get 30 days to do... Well, what's this?
One of the reasons.
Okay, I got three reasons. Go. Okay, so I'm going to read you Rashi. You'll tell me which Rashi says. Rashi says, if I could find it, over here. Pater, your pater, for those 30 days. Shema yachzir bo. What does that mean? You're going to change your mind. So you have to be careful when you say the word temporary. You have to be careful because you're going to run into my reason maybe two or three. Rashi says it's a very specific. Is that, I don't know, temporary, not temporary, but maybe you're going to be chozer. You're going to change your mind. And that this is not really going to be your, what's the key word of mezuzah? No, what does the pasuk say? Pesecha. You need a house. So in order to be chayv and mezuzah, it has to be your house. So I would have thought a rental day one is your house because I'm living there, yeah? Says Rashi, yeah, it may be your house the first day, but Shema Yachzir Bo. Maybe you ain't going to stay there. You're going to realize that there are mice in this apartment and you're out of there the first second, right? Or that it's, you got a horrible neighbor next door to you and then you're out of there the next second. So Shema Yachzir Bo is reason number one why a mezuzah in Chutzarts doesn't get, a rental in Chutzarts doesn't get a mezuzah right away. Reason number two, new.
Rush to do things in Chutzlars. You should want to go to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but look, you guys are all very Zionistic, and I'm pro Zionistic, being Zionistic ideals over here. But I don't know. You do a lot of stuff in your house in Chutzlars. Where you spend money in your house, you buy fixtures. No one here says. I mean, maybe you're very frummer than I. That you don't put it. Yeah, but what do you mean rush to do it? I don't think you buy your house, you buy a table for your house, or you wait 30 days. No. You buy a bed? No, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. That's beautiful. And you can have a bag like the Chafetz Chaim. But even the Chafetz Chaim had a table and a chairs. Because as much as you want Mashiach to come and you want to make Aliyah, that's great. You want to go before Mashiach comes. Still, you still live in your house. So you can't give me this svara that like, oh, I'm not doing this mitzvah because maybe Mashiach's going to come. I hear it. I hear it. I hear it, but that's not as far. I don't think so. Tosis gives a little different reason. Different reason. He says, up until 30 days, yeah, we don't consider the rental to be the house of the tenant. In other words, there is a halacha. When do you have to pay taxes in a city? When are you considered a resident? So in halacha, we consider you a resident of a city for 30 days. In many cases, sometimes it's a year, but in for some tax purposes, it's 30 days. The reason is because you are not considered a resident for 30 days. Now, it may be similar to Rashi because you're going to back out, but not it's not exactly like Rashi. Rashi says, maybe you're going to back out, you don't have to put up the mezuzah for 30 days. Tosfos says the reason is because you're not a resident. It's not considered, you're not part of the city until 30 days. The Mordechai gives a slightly different reason. Reason number three. He says, and this is so true, I want to ask you, new, who here has been in the house for less than 10 years? Anyone here in the house less than 10 years? I'm in my house less than 10 years. No, you're just. You have any, do you have any boxes? Yeah, you could tell me, because your father may not give me the right answer. Are there any boxes in your house that were never unpacked from when you moved? You have any boxes, yes. Moving boxes? Yeah? Yeah, we do also. In my basement, there's a couple of Gemaras which I have double sets of that I never bothered putting on my bed. First of all, I know shelf room if anyone's been to my house. And second of all, is if I already have the doubles of those Gemaras, I ain't unpacking those because there's no room. And instead, there are boxes in my closet. Maybe my kids will take some of these second sets. But the point is, I've got boxes. I have some things from my parents' house that I took, you know, some of my sentimental children's stuff, you know, my report cards, some of my notebooks, etc., my pictures. I still got those in boxes. I ain't unpacking those. So the point is that you still have boxes in your house. Says the Mordechai, you know how long most people have boxes for?
Forever.
30 days. He says 30 days. He says, but it's true. How many times do you actually have your main, do you actually get rid, really put out the salt shakers and take everything out? He says it's about 30 days. And because of that, says the Mordechai, the reason is a person is not settled in his house for 30 days. Therefore, you're exempt from mezuzah.
They didn't have garages in those.
They didn't have garages in those. That is true. They probably also didn't have enough as much junk as you and I both have.
How does that differ?
So Eretz Yisrael is a separate issue. You always want to put the mezuzah right away to encourage living there. So all these reasons would apply in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzar. It's almost the same way. But since Eretz Yisrael is a special issue. So we're talking about in Queens. Comes along Rev Dov Beresh Gottlieb of Shinova, who died in 1794 in his Sefer Yad Haktana. And I read to you one line of the Yad Katana. Yeah? He says, Vinire, according to Rashi, who says the reason why you have to put up a mezuzah for only after 30 days is because maybe you're going to change your mind. Listen to this. No, any other lawyers in this room besides me? Come on. Anyone? No one. Okay. Minira. Oh, I forgot. I'm sitting right next to me.
Yaxir.
Yes, or new? But you do the this is real estate. Maybe, this is maybe, your field also.
Maybe the owner will come back. In other words, the owner will.
So new, you tell me. Nowadays, can you break a lease after 7 days?
No.
Says the Yad Ketana Minira, do a fize. Im schar sachra ba'ofen she'ena yachol aksar. If you can't break your lease after 7 days, Chayav, and this is your field, and then we're going to get to my field in a second. Chayav, takeif mishar rishonah. So people have done real estate in the commercial side, more of a deals. They say, what do you mean you can't break the lease? And says the litigators, what do you mean? Every good litigator knows how to break a contract. Yad Ketana says, no. Yad Ketana says, is a very legal Yad Ketana. He says, Rashi would tell you a difference between Rashi's reason and Tosfos' reason is if you can't break the lease. If you've got a lease that has major penalties for breaking it or whatever, but says Rashi, it's impractical. No one's going to break a lease after 7 days, Bizman Hazeh. So therefore, according to Rashi's reason, you even in Chutz Laretz, you need to put up the mezuzah immediately. According to Tosfos' reason that you're not part of a city for 30 days, or according to the Mordechai's reason, which is you're not settled for 30 days, then who cares whether you could break your lease or can't break your lease? You don't have to put it up for 30 days. It's a huge halachic ramification based on this. I would tell you, and this is the shita of the Parsha Sidur and the Tov Efes Reim cited in the Madane Usher, they say, no, what do you mean? They said, even nowadays, any good litigator knows how to break a lease. You'll break it. You'll walk out. Guess what? You and your real estate people who know how to do the deals over there, okay? So you have a nice closing, everyone's happy, and then 7 days later, there are mice in the apartment. So what do? You bring a lawsuit against the landlord, and you walk right out of the thing. And okay, whether it's going to succeed or not succeed, but a good litigator knows how to do that. So the point is, you could upschlug, you could get knock off this Yad Katan who had a very pretty ramification. That's not true. You could always break leases. And yet, these Rashi seem to still say, well, look, maybe you're going to be chozer from it, and therefore you have 30 days. So this is a big question. Whether you could break the lease or not, if you can't break the lease, then maybe you have to put it up right away, according to Rashi, according to this Yad Katana. Now we get into our feature presentation. When you rent an apartment, how long is the rental for? Often, it's for a year. If that is the case, my friends, how long do you plan on being in that apartment? For the most part, a year. So I ask you a question. So you're going to be there for a year. You're planning on being there for a year. Now you have 30 days to put up a mezuzah? Yes or no? Why?
I think the rent is due after 30 days. Is that
right? Fine, the rent's due, go through my reasons. Go through the reasons. Are you going to break the lease? So let's say the lease, like we said, is like we said before, it's hard to break these leases. It's hard. So number one, it's hard to break the lease according to Rashi. No. Reason number two was Tosvos, which said you're not part of a city for 30 days. But what about if I've got a contract for a year? Do I automatically become a part of the city pretty quickly? Says the Chida, absolutely. What about according to the Mordechai? Says the Chida, no, that you don't get settled in a place for 30 days. Well, what about if you're going to be there for a year? If you know you're going to be there for a year, so you don't bother unpacking the boxes right away. Why? Because I'm going to be there for a year. I'm settled from day one. So says the Chida, my friends, this is a very great Chabura, which is completely, completely impractical. For sure. Halacha says the Chida is very clear. If you have a year rental and you plan on being there for a year, you need to put up your mezuzah on
first day.
Says the Chida, but don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. Because now you're running into things. So you know what he says to do? Put up the mezuzah on, you must put up mezuzah on day one, take him down on day 30, and reset it up, reaffix it again on day 30 with a bracha. Okay, next.
Just one or all of them?
I knew you were going to ask that. That's a great question. I was thinking about that. I don't have a great answer for you for that. I was playing this in my head this morning as well. I'm not sure. I was afraid someone's going to ask that. I think you probably should take down all of them, I would say. But at least one you should. That gets into the bracha. That gets into later chabur. Is the first one, the front door, more important than the other ones? We'll talk about that in another week. I wrote up the chabur for that. Well, I have that. First, I just want to say to you, okay, Chida is great. Svarish Shaposek 300 years ago. We're not bashing Sfarish Poskim 300 years ago, but is that the Ashkenazic Pesach nowadays? So you got a Mishnah Berurah, there's a practical we always follow, and the Aruch HaShulchan. I didn't find a Mishnah Berurah on this, of course, but there is an Aruch HaShulchan. Pretty clear. I hate to burst your bubble. Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Pei Vav Mem Tes says, Vinira Barur. How about that one? Clear. Seems obvious. Clear, yeah? Possession is bar de lamed yom putter. This that we say 30 days you're putter for, zel kashas sachar mi pachos lamed yom. That's only if you have a rental for less than 30 days. O sachar stam, where you're not clear what your rental is. It's a day-to-day tendency. Avo sachar lamed yom, for at least 30 days, you have a 30-day rental. Chayav miyad. Hello, Chayiv Miyad. You're obligated to pay immediately, to put it up immediately. The Schirus Liyoma Memkru, Kamadvar, Mauda Pachs, Mamio Mikri, Arai. Less than 30 days is considered temporary. Avo Kishasachr, Liyamid Yom Yoser. Pshita. It's obvious to Miyad Chayiv. No? So this that people say over that you have 30 days to put up a mezuzah says, I'm dead wrong. So he's unclear with the bracha or not. It's a good question. Another annoying, tough question for me. I don't know. It's a good question. He doesn't mention no bracha. Everyone else says no bracha. Comes along the Shevet Alevi, you know, more contemporary, who died 10 years ago, a posek in Bnei Brak, one of the greatest halachic decisors in Eretz Yisrael. He says like this. He says, quotes the Devar Eshkov, Sefer Mezuzah, Shabizman Azed, Osim Shtar Choze, not sure what that is. A star chose. Literally, I guess that's some star, which
kind of contract.
Yeah, contract, right? But I don't know what chose means. Fine. Yocholachzar, the renter, the landlord can't retract. Okay, so I guess it's a binding contract or something. Okay, and he quotes Rashi, who says the reason is, oh, maybe you're going to retract. And he says, even Tosus agrees to this idea. Also, fine. He says, v'gam b'dineim, who kinyan komru is mine. He says, even in secular law, this is considered a binding contract. Nir d'chayev, y'chayev, v'yochol al kolponim, l'kvoa miyad, put it up immediately, b'bracha. So B'Shevet HaLevi, then he backtracks about the bracha point. But the point is, it seems very clear, my friends, that if you rent an apartment, which is what we do for at least 30 days, all our rentals are at least 30 days, most of them it's a year, you gotta put up the mezuzah immediately. All this rumor that spreads that you only have 30 days, which is, by the way, is an express Gemara, which says you have 30 days, is just not true. Don't leave yet. I got two more minutes, yeah? Comes along the other spectrum is if you look at, there is some poskim who seem to say, including the Ma'adan HaYashar and the Sefer Kviyas Mezuzah Kelchasa quotes other Akronim of Torah, Mordechai and Tzuri Yaakov, I'm not sure who they are. They say very clearly that the Gemara doesn't make any distinction about how long the rental is, long rental, short rental. Like, don't be so smart. He says, look, the Gemara says you have 30 days to put it up. You have 30 days to put it up. Okay, you're going to start clearing with the reasons. Well, the reason doesn't apply to them. He says, even if you look at Tosus, well, maybe another reason is because it's only the Rabbanan. It's how people view you. When do your neighbors know about you? It takes your neighbors about 30 days to know about you. So you're not considered... Yeah, 30 minutes. But this is what he says. No, but it's true. The truth is, you really don't know usually your next door neighbors for a few days or a few weeks.
Cold
you...
for snow.
What? First, exactly. But the point is that it takes a few weeks till you really know who you're surrounded. For them, you really know. You know their names, their first names, last names. So the point is that if that's the case, if you view that the reason is when people view you as having settled in, and when you like know your neighbors, so then it takes 30 days. He says it's only the... And Rabbanan, maybe he says, so it comes along the Kviyas Mezuzah Kelchasa and says, you really have a full 30 days. Final question is that this, so the just the conclusion of many of these achronim, I just want to say the final thought, I would put it all together, is Rav Moshe Feinstein and many others say, the best is to put them up immediately, but don't make the bracha on them for 30 days afterwards. Now the question is, the final issue to deal with, is, well, how do you decide these 30 days? Most of the time, who buys a new apartment, a new young married couple. I will tell you, when I was a new married couple, and yesterday was my anniversary, or one of these days was my English, tomorrow's my English anniversary, so I'm supposed to remember 17 years ago. But but a newly married couple doesn't stay in their apartment very often. You have to go to the parents and the in-laws and the back and forth every Shabbos. So do those 30 days count that you're not living in the apartment? In other words, you move in on day one.
A lot of times you get your apartment on the first, but you get married on the 12th.
Right.
For 12 days, you've...
That's a good question. You have to come back to the next year. So we talk about purchasing. That would be very helpful for purchasing. You purchase a house, and you don't move in for 4 months. When do you put up a mezuzah? We'll talk about it. It's a similar thing. Similar issue. Or construction. I'm going to get to that.
What if the 30th day falls on...
Shabbos. Okay, that's a good... I have another chabura coming up about what happens if the mezuzah's fall on Shabbos. You ought to put it back up. So you have to come back. Whet your appetite. But wait. So let me just tie this all together. So newly married couple moves in on day one of the rental. Yeah? They're there for the first day or so. Then the Shevet Brachos, they're by the parents and in-laws. Then they come back for another day or two. Then they're away for Shabbos. It's Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. No, it's the first 30 days they're in the apartment. Apartment only 10 days. The time that they're in the apartment for 30 days is 4 months into it.
That's not what they're saying.
So which day?
30 days. It doesn't
good, okay. So the Kviyas, okay, you're right, but I just needed to say it. The Kviyas Mezuzah Kelchasa, when he cites this as modern day safer, he cites all the Achronim who agree with you. This is not a question. The 30 days starts from the time when you're supposed to start it, whatever it will determine when that start date is. But once the start date starts, it doesn't make a difference whether you're in it or not in it. Your stuff aren't in it, and that will be relevant for that future shir. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, if a newly married couple moves into an apartment, even if they're not home for the next 3 weeks, they're mechuyev. If you hold that they have 30 days, the 30 days expires 30 days after they move into the apartment. Halacha l'maisa, best thing is you really should put up your mezuzahs immediately. There isn't even room to put it up with a bracha, but probably the best is to wait the bracha for 30 days. I think to your question, put up just one mezuzah with the bracha again. Yeah.
And I was wondering about if somebody stays at a hotel, but they don't usually go to a hotel.
Right, so pundikis, I think it's,
cruise,
yeah.
Yeah. If they go on a cruise, I know people have gone on cruises for 3 months, six months.
Yeah, but I don't know you're renting them. I think those are... You're going on a cruise for six months. That I don't know the answer to. But if you go on a cruise for 10 days for sure, not even if you go cruise for 30 days, I'm not sure if that's considered like a rental. Like, you have to look at the lease agreement. The agreement, it's not like a rental. You're not renting the room. It's not besicha. I don't know. Like, you look at these agreements or these rent. I don't know that you're renting the room versus like a guest at there. It's like a hotel. I'm not sure. That would become a lawyer question. You have to look at these lease agreements. Yeah, yeah.
Halachically,
some people
attend
there.
Is
rent
due at the end of the month?
So that's a good question. Probably it depends what you work out. Depends what you work out with what the contract says. Yeah, most of the first
beginning.
Yeah, right. But it doesn't make a difference. I don't think it makes a difference when it's due. It's owed. It's owed from the. You can't, like, if you walked out. If even if it's owed at the end of the month, if you walk out on day 10, you still owe them 10 days rent. Yeah.
I feel like we've been a little imprecise with language. Sometimes we've said you have 30 days.
Yeah.
And sometimes we say on the 30th day you put
on. Oh, we're saying, is it 30th? Is it day 30 or day 31? Is that what you're asking?
No, I mean, if you have 30 days to do something, you can do it on day 24.
Oh, I got you, No, so you're right.
You have to wait 30 days.
So that's a good question. That's a great question. It's a great, great question. He said, and let me be clear. According to the post, correct. So according to the post, when say 30 days, you would not be allowed to make a bracha within the 30 days because it's not chayiv in mezuzah, it sounds like.
So you don't have 30 days. You have to wait 30 days.
It's a great question. I was purposely coy because I don't know fully the answer, but I think the answer based on these poskim is that you really should not make a bracha within the first 30 days because it's, according to some of these poskim, it's not, you know, there's a chance you're going to retract or whatever the reason is.
We don't even say, like, you say, oh, don't worry about it, you have 30 days to do it. Not, you wait to do it until your 30th day.
Yes, but I think that's because, yeah, but that's because we're just lazy in general. That's because we're lazy in general.
No, I remember being told, I can't remember.
Yeah. To wait 30 days. So that's interesting. So you're right. But I would say, to come out of this Chabura, what I think, if you ask me what I would do in an ideal world, and I do it, I would put it up on day one, and then I would take down at least one of them on the 30th day and refix it with the bracha. That's clearly what the poskim are saying is definitely a ideal. Whether it's the only ideal, I don't know, but that's definitely an ideal. Moshe seems to say that, but Levi says, our Chashukim says it can even make a bracha. The concept of just simply waiting, doing nothing until 30 days, definitely has basis in poskim, but I don't know that that's the preferred method. I don't know that that's the preferred method. Shkoyach.